Unit 5. Things I do. Ammu and Bittu are coming home from the school. Bittu is sitting on Ammu's shoulder. Ammu is telling Bittu,
I told you not to come out of the bag. See what happened.
I'm really sorry, Ammu.
Suddenly, Bittu screamed.
Ammu! Ammu!
A big crow was trying to peck at Bittu. Ammu said,
Don't worry, I will drive it away.
Ammu drove the crow away. The crow flew away. The crow came back. Bittu was scared. He cried again.
Look, Ammu!
Ammu picked up some pebbles and threw at the crow. The crow came towards Ammu. It was trying to peck at Ammu. This time, Ammu too was scared. She ran into the house. But after some time, it came back. Ammu ran towards home with Bittu. Grandmother saw Ammu running into the house. Grandmother asked,
Ammu, what happened? Why are you running?
The next day, Ammu woke up early in the morning. Ammu's family has planned to visit zoo. Ammu looked at Bittu. He was still sleeping. She goes to her mother and ask her,
Mommy, I want a new toothbrush for Bittu.
Mother gave her a new toothbrush. She kept everything ready for brushing and came back to Bittu. Bittu is lazy. He was still sleeping. Ammu wanted to wake him up.
Bittu, wake up. It's morning.
Bittu woke up, rubbing his eyes. He said,
Ammu, I want to sleep, please.
No, Bittu,
said Ammu.
Wake up, you have to learn many things.
Learn? Learn what? I'm hungry. I want to eat first.
No, you must brush your teeth first and take bath. Then you can eat your food.
But I don't know how to do these things.
Get up, I will teach you how to brush your teeth, take bath, eat food at the table and many more things.
Thank you, Ammu.
Bittu got up rubbing his eyes. He walked slowly behind Ammu. Ammu took him into her hands. Bittu crawled onto her shoulder and started sleeping again. Ammu took Bittu's toothbrush and spread paste on it. She saw Bittu sleeping on her shoulder. Ammu remembered her mother singing for her. She started singing for Bittu. Brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth, brush your teeth. Bittu got up listening to Ammu's song. Ammu taught Bittu how to brush teeth, take bath, comb hair and eat at the dining table. Then she started putting her belongings in a bag. Bittu watched Ammu keeping all her things in the bag. Ammu said to Bittu,
I have a bag. I keep my things in my bag.
Bittu sat near her, watching her curiously. He took her mirror and looked at his image in the mirror and thought,
Ammu has a bag to keep all these things. I too have a toothbrush, a comb, a mirror and many other things. Where should I keep them? I must ask Ammu for a bag. Ammu, I want a bag, please. Give me one.
Why not, dear? I have another bag. I will give it to you.
Thank you, dear.
Children, you have seen how Ammu has taught Bittu so many things. Have you taught your little brother or sister anything like this? You know, Ammu is a good girl. She wakes up early in the morning. Then she brushes her teeth, takes bath, learns her lessons, plays with her friends, and she does many more things at home. Can you say what other things she does every day? Bittu also has a bag now. A small, brown, beautiful bag. He put all his things in his bag. He looked at it, hung it on his shoulder, walked here and there. Ammu laughed.
Bittu, did you like it?
Yes, it's very nice.
He opened the bag, took out things one by one, counting 1, 2, 3. Again, he put them all back in the bag. Suddenly,